Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and I have another host with me today. I have my lovely, lovely wife.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, we are going to have a great show today. It's Free Fall Friday. The number to call is 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. See, they tripping on Facebook Live. My head is not shiny, but anyway.
She said it's good now. Keep going.
Anyway.
Keep rolling.
We're going to be joined today by none other than my man C Magic. He is coming back on the show. Tell us a little bit about the brand new book he has out, and I'm excited for that. And guy is a treat. He is a real talented guy, that is, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. Number to call 646-668-8743. Also, we are going to talk a little bit about anything you want to talk about. It's Free Fall Friday. That's what we do on Free Fall Friday. I want to talk about anything you talk about or you want to talk about. The phone lines are going to be open. We are going to be talking. I got my wife here today. We're going to make her talk a little bit. We're going to talk about everything that we can possibly think of. So, without further ado, I am saying that you guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have
Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings filled my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back
to me.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. BlogTalkRadio.com. Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Show number to call 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. In case you guys are just joining us, because I haven't opened up one of the chats yet in the on the show's page, but in case you guys are just joining us, I am joined today by my lovely wife. She's co-hosting with me.
What's up, y'all?
And we are definitely looking to have a little fun today. It's Free Fall Friday. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by none other than C Magic from Atlanta, Georgia. You guys, he is a very, very talented guy, and he's coming on to talk about his new book that he has. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on. I'm really nervous to the fact that there are so many instances now where people wanting to go and do all kind of crazy acts of violence in stores, in the streets, or whatever the case may be. I don't know, y'all. Something's got to give. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I am not the one to be sitting up in a department store or somewhere and somebody come running in there with something and they run past me. I'm going to stick my foot out and trip them. I'm going to stick my foot out and trip them or something. I'm going to do something. I'm not just going to sit there and not know what to do. And I think a lot of people are caught in a situation. And I know it's easier saying that than being in the situation, because, you know, we, truth be told, we probably all let the wind be our friend. If something happens, we'll be trying to bust another door up in there somewhere to get out. But, you know, it's sad when we have come to a day and age where
you can't be safe anywhere you go.
We can't be safe. We can't be safe nowhere. And we are constantly looking over our shoulder because we don't know what's going to happen in any place. We can't even go EDCCs and nothing no more. You can't feel comfortable going nowhere because you got all these people out here who thrive off hate.
And that's what's got us blinded, is because we think that we are going to be safe in these places.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You expect to go to Walmart and to be able to shop and do what you need to do and
mm-hmm.
feel safe.
But
it's not like that.
It's not like that. I think we are on the cusp of a new era, and it's sad. It's sad. People are afraid, and I don't blame them for being afraid. I got on here today. I don't know if this is a fad or if it's here to stay, but it's definitely changing the way we're living right now.
It is.
You know, so I don't know. I can say y'all better get a slingshot, something to fight with.
As a teacher, I am terrified. I keep thinking about this stuff, and I mean, I know what to do, but in that instance,
I know.
I'm scared.
I know.
And school starts back in 2 weeks, and
I know. Don't be afraid. I get you a pop shooter, so get you one. You know, one of them old guns when the little kids with the cowboys, they go, "Got you, pop!" And then the pop comes out the little cork.
Oh gosh!
I get you one of them. Okay. You and Mr. Hill, y'all gonna have some six shooters, little corks.
Uh oh.
Pop.
No. Oh gosh.
But I know what you mean, honey. I know. And it is a bad time that we are experiencing right now. And I don't know if what we think is, when we think it's safe, I don't know if it truly is. I'm hoping for it, but we need to do something. We need to do something. What's happening, Tabitha? You guys are going hard for Walker, boy, I'm telling you.
Hi, Tabitha.
That's what it's all about. Y'all going real hard for Walker. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like. And I just kneel down to listen to it. I know y'all seen that, but it's all good. I think that that we need to really start focusing on that, because that, you know, schools are a big priority, and we don't want nothing happening in the schools. We don't want nothing happening in the schools. We want the schools to be safe. You know, so. Just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of everything that's going on, and make sure that, you know, that you're cognizant to where you need to go, that you follow the plans that are put in place in case something, you know, terrible,
always.
Which I hope it doesn't happen.
Check your surroundings always.
Check your surroundings always. That's right. You know, because you got to know where to go. You know, them cork shooters ain't going to help you with so much. You know, Mr. Hill. Get Mr. Hill. Man, I ain't trying to get on you, man. I ain't trying to get it. I think you and Treasure look real
snazzy.
Yeah, y'all look real snazzy with them 6-piece cork shooters. I know you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, can I get a holster?
Yeah, you can get
a white one with purple.
You can even have a pearl handle.
Oh, no. Okay.
You're right, Jericho.
Yeah.
You're right. And that's the sad part. And we need a very humble come together meeting right now, because, you know, I got children, and you know, we go out to a lot of places, as we know everybody else does, and we want to feel safe. We want to make sure that we're safe. And, you know, I don't know if that's a reality right now, because I'm telling you right now, I don't feel too safe. I don't feel too safe with all this hate and violence going on across, you know, our land. We need to come together with some serious solutions real quick.
And some peace.
That's right. We definitely need some peace. Not a piece of popcorn, not a piece of pizza.
What? I'm trying to be serious.
I am.
We need peace in this world. Like,
we definitely
all this negativity,
do.
All this drama.
You're right.
We need peace.
You're right. And then she punched me, y'all. Y'all see that? So So we got you on.
It wasn't a punch. It was a push.
Spousal abuse is what it was. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Guys, that number again is 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Yeah, they better. I'm focused, I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Do-Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story. I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics. You stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm giving
the game hope. I got prison bars. I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Yeah.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us. 'Cause we focused.
Yeah. If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain that was the only child? It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy, D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, bastards, illiterate, uneducated,
of people are rising
whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they
of the
are in Johannesburg,
on me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broadbound,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson,
the effect that it has on others,
our ministers,
that's what
Tennessee,
made me effect.
The cry is always the same.
Being,
we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
We are on Free Fall Friday today, y'all, and we are getting ready to be joined by none other than my man C Magic from down in Atlanta. But I am joined today with my lovely wife as co-host.
What's up?
And we have been talking a little bit about what's been going on across the nation with all the violence and everything. But I'm gonna switch gears, and I want to bring a brother on the show. It's so funny how me and this brother met. We met because my wife was at a physical therapy for your knee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we met this brother in the office, and he showed my kids a trick. And my kids were hooked, and they've been hooked ever since. But he has... since then gone on, he's doing some great things. He's the author of a new book, and we're going to talk a little bit about everything that he's got going on. So welcome to the show, none other than my man,
Hello,
C-Magic.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome to the
show.
How
you doing, man? How are you and your family doing?
We're good, man. You know, my wife is on the show today co-hosting with me.
Hello.
Hello.
So, C Magic, you've been real busy since we last spoke, since you last come on the show. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll get into your new venture.
Absolutely. My name is Clarence Pearsall. My stage name, as you already told the listeners, is C Magic. I am a professional magician now residing here in Atlanta, Georgia. And since I moved from Charlotte, my now wife and I got married. We got married. Yeah, man, we got married May 4th, actually, in Las Vegas. Had some family and friends come out, and it was awesome. It was great. It was great. And now I'm, as you said, I've written a children's book called Mama May I Go to the Park, loosely based on the childhood game that we used to play called Mother May I.
Okay. Okay. Now, how long were you working on this book? Because I know when I last spoke to you, you said you had some things going on. Was that one of them?
My brother... my book has been collecting dust since about 2009, had it not been for my wife pushing me and driving me to go ahead and have the book completed and published, it would still be collecting dust. So I have to say that if not for her, the book would not have been produced and everything like that. So I released the book back December of 2018. Mm-hmm. And it's doing real well on Amazon. Those who have purchased it have given it 5-star reviews. If all goes well, I'm going to try to release a hardcover version later this year, and next year come out with the second installation of the book that will be called Mama May I Go to the Carnival. So it's a whole series of books that I've written for children from the early ages of 4 on up to 7 and 8. But the fascinating thing is, even though I don't speak Spanish, it is a bilingual book for those who want to learn Spanish. And okay. It's in English and in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, you know, I like that concept, C-Magic, and I'm going to go out and I'm gonna definitely purchase your book for my wife's classroom. She's a kindergarten teacher, so it will come right on time for her.
Absolutely. You know, I got tired of when I go to Barnes & Noble's and I kept going in, I would go in there to get ideas for my book. And I'm looking on the shelf and I'm seeing nonsense. I'm seeing just nonsense people have written for our young children. Case in point, mm-hmm. You know, some people may think it's funny, but there's no substance. The fart book. You know, then I saw
right.
this one book that just had things in it like, huh, you, who, me, just what are you trying to teach? To me, that was dumbing down. That's dumbing down our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted mm-hmm. something that I could reflect back to the old school way of how we were brought up. You know, it right. takes a village to raise a child. You had to teach your child to be patient in order for them to get their reward in the end. See, a lot of times we want, or children want, instant gratification, instant reward, or they're going to show out. Well, the way I was raised, if you show out, you're going to get shown up right then and there. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The concept that, you know, Mama may I take 2 steps? Yes, you may, but not today. Or yes, you may right away. That came into my reflection. I said, you know what, that'd be an awesome book to write based on that game. You know, it teaches patience. It teaches
right.
listening skills. You know,
right.
in order to be rewarded, you have to do your task management. And even though it's a short story, but that's what we get out of it. That's how children learn.
Right. And I think, you know, you coming up with that book and that whole concept, I think it's very much so needed right now, because our young people got a lot, you know, that they're facing. And, you know, it's refreshing to see that someone's willing to take the approach in trying to get material to them, because reading is a really big problem within our schools across this nation.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that when we grew up or were growing up that was afforded to us. Nowadays, they've taken a lot out of the schools. And we need to put those things back into it. When we were growing up, it used to be that old saying, reading is fundamental.
Right.
So what I did, I hyphenated fun. You know, we need to
right.
make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'll be the first to say, I'm not an avid reader. My wife loves to read. I would love
yep.
to watch it on television before I pick up a book. But this
yep.
is a passion of mine, because now I have grandchildren. And I wanted to leave a legacy behind. I wanted to leave something of substance for them,
right.
for their children, and the whole lineage as it goes on.
That's right.
And everyone else out there.
That's right. Man, I am so proud and happy for you right now. Because I know,
appreciate it. Thank you.
I know you've done a lot, man. I know you've been doing a lot. I think one of the last times I was catching up on you, well, I try to, you know, look in on you almost every other week, but I remember seeing you down at the America's Got Talent. And
yes, sir.
I was for you.
Yeah, that was exciting. We had, my wife and I went, we had a great time in Knoxville, Tennessee, auditioning.
Okay.
What you see on TV actually happens there. It's a lot of people showcasing their work. Unfortunately, I didn't make the cut.
It's okay.
But let me just say this. It's funny how things come around.
That's right.
I just posted a video a few days ago, and I received this message on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading the message, and the message is from one of the producers of America's Got Talent. And
okay.
He said that he would like to speak with me with regard to he saw some of my videos, and he would like to speak with me about coming on season 15 of America's Got Talent.
Okay.
So, needless to say, it's slowly but surely starting to happen.
Yes.
It's slowly but surely starting to happen. And if God willing, you will see my face on America's Got Talent season 15, among other venues that I have on the drawing board as well.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. We are very much so behind you, man. And I wish the very best. I hope you get that and some, because I know you definitely deserve it. Okay, if you can, tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you about booking you for any magic events or buying your book.
Absolutely. If you're interested on my magic shows, please go to my website, which is magic, M-A-G-I-C, happen, happen.com. cmagichappen.com. You can read my bio. You can see some of the things that I'm doing. I even have a calendar on my next shows.
Okay.
I believe on my website I also have on there where you can even purchase the book. But in case you don't go to my website, my book is out everywhere. You can go to Amazon.com and look up,
yes,
Mama May I Go to the Park. It's on Goodreads. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's all over the place. You can even get the Kindle version of the book. So you're not limited to having to purchase the soft cover. We also have it on Kindle as well.
Okay. Man, I tell you, boy, you've been putting in some work. You have definitely
I stay on my grind. I do stay on my grind. There are some days that are trying. There are some days that, to be honest, I just want to throw in the hat. But my wife brings me back to reality and say, hey, you've come this far. You can't turn around now. Keep on
That's
moving.
Right.
Keep on pressing on.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I tell you what, I'm
Brother,
really happy.
Thank you for having me on your show, man.
Oh,
I
man.
Do. I really appreciate you.
Hey, this platform is yours, man. I told you that from the time I met you, and you wowed
yes,
my kids.
You did.
It's a smoke trick, and they still don't know how you done it. And my youngest one is probably one of your biggest fans, because he definitely follows you, and he watches everything you're doing on YouTube, and he's on a LinkedIn account. And I'm like, son, you don't need a LinkedIn account. You ain't even working yet. You know. But he definitely follows you, and I just appreciate that we were actually introduced to you and your lovely wife. And I hope that that everything you want, brother, I hope everything you want that you grasping for, it comes within your reach, because it looks like it's right there at your fingertips. All you got to do is stretch a little bit more and you're there.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you.
You know what I'm really trying to do is tear down the barriers. I'm working on some new material to be able to perform at certain venues. The barrier is we're still, how can I put it? We're still trying to get our faces seen with a lot of things. We have to work 5 and 10 times harder as our counterparts to be seen.
Right.
If we can tear some of those barriers down and let it be known that, hey, because believe it or not, the first American magician was named Richard Potter, and he was a man of color.
I did not know that. I did not know
Absolutely. The scuttlebutt is that they were going to do a movie. It's been put on the back burner. They were going to have Will Smith play Richard Potter, but for some reason, it's been put on the back burner. You know, they're always having, we're always trying to get our movies out there, get the story told the right way. So there's always an issue of funding these certain movies, if you understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I definitely do.
But yeah, the first American magician of notoriety before Houdini was a black man, Richard Potter. He has he's got placards and everything named after him. Oh,
I did
this
know
brother
that.
Was not only a magician, he was a ventriloquist.
Wow. And what's that name
again?
Well,
he did a lot of things.
What's his name again?
Richard Potter.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely
now,
need to talk about.
If you've ever heard of I could say the Potter's House. Automatically, people would think of T.D. Jakes.
Right.
But
I was
the
gonna
original
say.
Potter's House was Richard Potter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you dropped that little jewel on me because I didn't know that. But we're gonna research that and do some shows on him.
Here's another one for you, my brother, that you may not be aware of. Arsenio Hall started out as a magician.
Yeah, I did know that. He dressed up like the like Aladdin. He looked like Aladdin being a magician.
You know what? And see, that's how back in the day, that's how we had to come out. We had to, we just couldn't say we were black and do magic. We had to put on the facade of being East Indian, being from India. That was the only way we could, at the time, perform in front of the white audience.
Wow, that's interesting. Arsenio Black is all cold, though. I don't know how he passed over to West Indian. I'm a lean on that. See, Magic, tell them again how they can get in touch with you, brother, to get your book and
by
for
all
you to.
Means. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To purchase my book, you can go on pretty much any bookstore there is, Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime. You can go to Kindle, Amazon Kindle. It's on Goodreads. So if you know of any bookstore, they can even order the book for you. And the book, again, is called Mama, May I Go to the Park? It's a read for young kids. And if you're interested in my magic and would like to know how you can book me for any venue, whether it's a birthday party, a family reunion, a wedding, any corporate event, any business show you may have, cmagichappen.com. That's the letter C, magichappen.com.
Yeah.
There you go. See, Magic, I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. I love you, yeah, man. I appreciate this. And one last thing. Let me tell you how I got that name.
How did you get that name?
When I was in Chicago and I just really started diving heavily, I wanted to have the most fanciest name that people would remember. Here again, paying homage to my wife, Lady V, she said, why not call yourself C-Magic? 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 I won't be called no C-Magic. It never dawned on me, the play on words. I'm thinking S-E-E instead of my first letter in my name, Clarence.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then like that light bulb went off, that epiphany. Oh, C-Magic. You can see magic. She was like, yes.
Yes.
And that's how it came about, bro.
I like it. And what would we do without our queens, huh?
Hey. Hey, man. She's been with me through thick and thin, brother. Just like your wife. You know,
that's right.
I am so blessed.
That's right. That makes two of us. That makes two of us. You tell your wife we said hello. And
I sure will. She's listening now.
We're definitely going to connect off the air. We need to connect more. And I wish you all the best, brother. I wish you all the best. And this platform is yours. Whenever you need it, you just let me know.
Excellent. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm very humble. Thank you.
I said that she is going to take a picture reading this book to her kindergarten class, and we're going to send it to you. I'm actually going to probably purchase books for the whole kindergarten team so they'll have it. So we're going to support you.
Please, once you do, and she does take a photograph, by all means, send it to me. I will post it on my social media because that's what I love to do. I love people to show others that my book is being read.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother. You take care, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Anytime. Anytime. Thank you again. And thank you to all of your listeners.
Yes, sir. We will connect off there, all right?
Okay.
Number to call 646-668-8743. You guys have been listening to C-Magic. I'm telling you, there's a lot of good things going on with this brother, and you really need to start following him right now because this is what it's all about, is definitely giving each other that support when we need that support, because what else are we going to do if we don't have the support of one another? Mm-hmm. And he's been going at it strong, just like we've been going at it strong on this radio show. So number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day. Jay.
Higher grounds be in my grasp, but life's quicksand be mad turbulent. Never fall. falling off, I push on. Cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on time takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna fake and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Thinking of you. Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Join me for a Free Fall Friday today. Might be an ongoing thing. I know we're going to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah. I said Free Fall. Free.
Okay. I know we're going to start a YouTube channel, and I'm going to be giving you details on that. But we were just speaking with C-Magic, and I want you guys to support this guy. He's got a lot of great things going on. And as you heard him, he said he's going to be on the America's Got Talent season 15. He's going to be on there. So we need to look forward to that.
God, his magic is awesome.
It is. It's really awesome, isn't it?
I was astounded. I was.
You'll be saying that when I do my magic trick.
Yep. Your two-part tricks.
Well, y'all don't know what I do. Y'all don't know how to figure out the trick.
But we give you applause. Okay, keep going.
Whatever.
Back to that.
Whatever. But anyhow, I got some good card tricks, y'all.
They are. And I said, they were good. I thought we gave you a ball.
You pointed out two. Your two card trick. It's okay. Anyhow, we are really, really, really looking at having
another festival,
Independent Artist Festival. We've had the 5th annual Independent Artist Festival back in July 12th, and it was, y'all, it was off the sticks. It was a really good festival. I appreciate everybody that helped us with that festival. I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to reach out to you again, because that's the only way we can make these festivals free is if I get people to help me with it. So I really appreciate everybody that helped out with the festival. And you should come to them, because the festivals are always lit. My man, Minister T. Breeze, closed out the show, had it on fire. B. Ashley B. was on fire. The house band, they were on fire. I'm telling you, every act was a very, very strong act. And I really am proud of each and every one of them for coming on there and coming out there and weathering the storm, because there was a storm, but we didn't go. The artists were like, we're not going nowhere. We're going to have this festival, Jay. And we had it, and the good Lord blessed us.
He did.
He blessed us and brought out the sunshine. And it was hot,
came
too.
Out. Yes.
It was hot. We were sweating, but it was a great time. And I really, really, really liked it. That's right. You know what? I should have said that, Mr. T-Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
My son, who goes by Phantom, he was in the Marlin show, and he killed it. You know, he killed it. He done his thing out there. He thought he was just too pretty. Like his mama. He get that from his mama, though. He get that.
And the other models, they did an awesome job, too.
Yes, they did. Everybody did a great job. I was super. Yeah, you see, she hit me again, y'all. I was super, super proud of Shaquayla Perry. She was nervous getting on the show.
She was
nervous coming out there performing, and she got out there and
she
ripped
thing.
It. And I'm telling you, if you guys don't come to the festival, you don't know what's going on. I have not been running the festival in the major media and this, that, and the other, because it's what I like to do. I like to give them a stage and a platform. Now, their performances was on the show live. We ran the show live, and we done the show for the whole 3 hours for the festival. and they were on the show live during their performances. But I think this time around, we're going to invite some of the local media out so these guys can get the notoriety that they rightfully deserve, and we can get some of the people in the city and the surrounding area behind these people, because these young people, man, they're very talented. They're very talented, and we don't give them the notoriety that they should have sometimes. We look over people, and that's things that we need to stop doing. We need to start looking well within our communities and seeing some of those talented people and giving them a chance to do what they love to do. I mean, as well, the great lesson or vision to give to a young person than to encourage them to strive after what they love to do.
They do.
To grasp on to what their dreams are and never, ever, ever give up. Never give up. Man, do y'all know how many people I've had tell me, I don't know why you're doing this show? I mean, how much you getting paid? You ain't getting paid nothing. Don't do this show. You know how many people have told me that? You know how many people that I grew up with who claim that they down with everything that I'm doing and don't even support the show? Don't even listen to the show. But yet still be the first one. Somebody hit them over the head, cop hit them over the head, or wrote them a bad ticket. Here they come, man. I won't come on the show and talk about it. All right, man, we can talk about it over the phone. But what I do is I end up giving them a slot anyway, because like I told y'all, this show is for you, and it's platform. I want to make sure that you get the very best and what you need from this show. Case in point. Now, I ain't gonna put you out there about your education. I know you very well educated, but you got people who hate on that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. Instead of lifting you up, they want to try to pull you down. I don't understand that. If you don't do nothing else, tell somebody that you never talk to, or somebody that you do talk to, that you love them, because we all know that tomorrow's not promised. So tell somebody you love them today. You might not get the chance tomorrow. And I love you guys with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I appreciate you guys for supporting the show, those of you who that do. And I really want you to continue to support the show.
Y'all have fun.
I thank my lovely wife for coming on the show with me. I know it's not easy to get up here and talk to people you can't see. But,
it wasn't that bad.
Well, I'm going to let you
so
talk.
So we're going to be back.
Yeah, I'm going to let you talk a
back.
Lot more than this. You're going to run the show, and I'm going to listen and just sit there and chill the next time. That's what I'm going to do.
What are you talking about? Chill? What?
Yeah.
I've been over here working.
That's what I'm going to do. So as I
keep
tell you guys each and every day, assalamu alaikum, many peace be unto you.
Love you.
You guys are definitely...
Cool J, Cool J, Cool J.